$100, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Yeah, come on.
Make me your radio, uh-huh. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time?
Good morning and welcome to your favorite variety news show, giving you the latest in our opinion, the greatest news for your eardrums. I'm one of your co-hosts, Vince Vibes, giving you the daily rap.
Oh, I'm Anthony with Showbiz Spotlight.
Dustin with Drama Digest, still Diddy free.
Steel with Football Focus.
And we got a really special episode today. We got a special guest in the studio today, an owner of one of our regular spots that we go to every Tuesday and Thursday, just about. But we'll tell you more about that and later. What do you got going on today, Dustin?
Well, yeah, I got a little grab bag of everything. Lots of drama is taking place. We got some unfortunate medical diagnoses for some people that we know. Streamers could be going to space. We got some big fights coming up. It's a big day.
Yes, sir. And Football Focus, man.
Oh,
what
yeah.
A good week for you know, Philadelphia.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Not such a good week for
Sadly for us
Tampa.
Buccaneers, it is what it is, though. But Philly has been cooking lately, and I'm going to be honest with that. Philadelphia's been cooking.
Yes, we have. 5-0 since the bye week, but we'll talk more on that later. And what you got today, Anthony?
We got the passing of a famous actor, famous...
We got the passing of a famous...
This is the first time we've done the passing the mics around, so...
We got the passing of a famous horror and terror movie star. The reboot of an old animated TV show might be coming back, and maybe the final installment of a movie series that started way back in 1996.
There you go. You'll hear more on that on Showbiz Spotlight. And man, I'm excited for the great show we have. I'm excited for the great guest we have in here today. But first, I am going to play a song. All the songs today were requested by our guest here. We got four of them. But first, here's Sultans of Swing by the Dire Straits.
Nice.
In the dark, it's raining in the park. Meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south, way on down south, London town. Mm-hmm.
check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mine is strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job, he's doing alright. He can play the honky-tonk like anything, saving it up Friday night. With the Sultans, with the Sultans of swing. Baggies in their platform soul. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans play Creole.
We're back, and we're starting the show off with a very special guest today. We have here Harry Kiathis, a Sterling Cigar Bar owner. Now, Sterling Cigar Bar is a rooftop dream lounge nestled in the heart of the cigar capital of the world, Ybor City in Tampa, Florida. The ideal place not only to conduct business, but to enjoy a romantic evening for two, catch up with your friends, or just having to find some sanctuary from your life. It also holds the spot of being the ideal spot for Philadelphia Eagle fans and NFL fans as Sterling Cigar Lounge turns into the Philly Special any day the Eagles touch the field. As our guest today, owner, like I said, of Sterling's and Eagle super fan, joins us in the studio to tell us more about his love and passion for the business, everything that comes with it, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome, Harry, to the studio, man.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you for having me guys here today.
Hey, thanks
very
for coming down.
Hey,
thank you for coming down, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you feeling today, man? It's a good day to see you every time we do.
Thank you, guys. I'm feeling super today, and I'm happy to be here to talk with you about the place, and I'm excited. These are the times that make my job actually exciting. I can talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, I know. It must be hard work running a business right here in the heart of Ybor City, man. You deal with a lot of interesting guests every day, I'm sure. But what inspired you to start Sterling Cigar Lounge? And was this always the vision you had for a business, or was it the beginning of something else?
This was in the makings for 25 years. Sterling Cigar Lounge was an idea that I had about 25 years ago. I didn't have any funds at the time, unfortunately, to make it happen. And I was always a cigar smoker. And I also play guitar. I love music. So the love of music and cigars, I wanted to create something special. And I found a place down here in Ybor City, the cigar capital of the world. And I said to myself, if we're going to do something, this would probably be the best place to start here.
I agree. You know, and that goes right into our next question. When did Sterling open his door and become a staple of 7th Avenue? And what put Sterling above the rest of the businesses, besides, of course, being above it exactly?
Well, thank you for saying those kind words. We appreciate it. We opened back in July of 23. We've been open almost about a year and a half now.
There you go. Congrats. Congrats on the year anniversary.
Yeah.
No.
And with Sterling, we take pride in our service and how we handle our customers coming in. That's what we like to do, make sure we're hands-on with every customer, help them as best as we can. People who don't have a good knowledge of cigars, we'll educate them. We'll even teach them how to smoke them. So we like to help people learn about the cigars, but more than that, make people feel special when they come in and make sure they're having a good time for those 2 hours that they like to take a break in their lives. We're gonna supply that excitement.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and you know, we came in as non-cigar experts. You know, we were just, you know, your lousy college drinkers, just trying to come in, not, you know, have a good time. Not really part of the fancy environment where the cigar smoke is. But I think it was Max who taught us everything, and Neil also helped us out a lot when it came to the cigars and everything about them. And then over at the bartending scene, Jonathan has always been our guy. Every time we go there, he always gives us the best service. So no doubt about it, Sterling does give the best service down here in Ybor City.
Jonathan gave me a real nice scotch recommendation too, because I'm kind of new to the scotch game.
Yes.
So got a nice scotch and cigar. He really hooked it up.
Absolutely. And we can
shout out Jonathan.
Shout out, John. Let's go, John.
There you go. So you were saying, you know, you chose Cigar City as the spot for Sterling, but why choose Cigar City as the spot when, you know, there's so many competition around you? And on top of that, why do you love the Ybor and the Tampa area? Because we know it's not the sports teams.
Well, number one, the weather down here is exceptional. Down here in Tampa, we get great weather. We have a lot of people coming in from all over the world into Tampa. It is a destination location. I do love Ybor City and the history behind it and everything that happened here to make this place happen. I mean, this was barren land here, and someone by the name of Ybor Martinez came down here and had some great visions and made this happen, basically built the city down here. And it was an incredible idea, incredible concept what he did, because what he started, he brought tens of thousands of people down here. and more businesses, more workers, and created economy for here. The cigar business is basically built where we're sitting right now.
Yeah. He funded his own adversaries, right, for the business down here, if I'm not mistaken.
To a certain extent, he did. Yeah, once the industry town kind of started blowing up down here, he did, in order to grow it even farther, he bankrolled some of his opponents' cigar companies to come build here as well. Gave them pretty favorable loans, too, and he actually ended up passing away before most of them were able to be paid back. But, you know, he really had a vision for, building down here, and, he really did succeed in it, I think.
And
you're kind of following in his footsteps in a lot of ways. You come down here.
Thank you.
You know, he built a community. You're building a community as well, I think.
Thank you. Thank
definitely.
You very much.
Speaking of coming down here, we know you love the Eagles and you're from Manhattan, but how did your love for the Eagles help Sterling Cigar Lounge become a spot for Eagles fans to come out and support the team? And how many Eagles regulars do you think you see?
Well, we get quite a few Eagles regulars. There's a lot of people traveling from Pennsylvania down here. And we have a lot of Eagles fans from all over the country coming into Sterling. I was an Eagles fan from a young kid. My uncle got me into them. I'm passionate about football. I played football as a youngster. I think it's one of the best. It is the best sport. Where it's fun for everybody and people still watch it no matter what happens. I think football is a day for families to get together on a Sunday afternoon and sit in front of the TV or go to the game and actually see the game live, and it can bring families together. I think it's a great sport.
So why the Eagles and not any of the New York sports football teams?
Well, you know what? I got chastised for about 50 years with my team being up in New York, everybody being a Jets and Giants fan. I got into the Eagles because of my uncle, who's from Flower Town, Philadelphia. Okay. And as a young kid, I didn't know much about the game. He taught me about the game, and he was showing it to me. And that was the first team I actually saw on TV that he was pointing out to me everything that happens and how the game works. And from there, I took a liking to them. And it was a little bit torturous for a long time until we finally won the Super Bowl. I got to tell you.
A lot of heartbreak.
A lot of heartbreak. There's a lot of Tampa fans in the studio, so we understand heartbreak.
Oh, man. But, you know, Philadelphia, you know, not only have we seen a lot of heartbreak, but it's been heartbreak since the 30s, you know. Besides the NFL championships in the past, there were nothing for decades upon decades. You know, the Buccaneers came in the early 70s, mid-70s, so they still had a little bit of time, and it was only, 30 years before they won a Super Bowl? 40 years?
What was it, Steven?
I know one of
04,
them,
right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, I think 04, and then when Tom Brady became the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yes, sir. So you were talking a little bit of your love for music. We know that Sterling is a music lounge, and specifically turns into a jazz lounge on some weekends. How did your love for jazz and music in general help you where you are today? And why is it important that Sterling Cigar Lounge is rooted in great jazz music?
Thank you for asking that. I've been playing music since a young boy. I play guitar. And I love all genres of music, from jazz, rock, pop, R&B, blues, and all that great stuff. And music is something that actually brings people together. It's a vibe. Without music, obviously, we're left with conversation, which is great, too. But the vibe of music, I think, is just a love kind of thing. It kind of settles people. I think with jazz, also, it's kind of not just groovy, but kind of mellows you out a little bit, where you can relax and find yourself with the jazz music. Nothing too high, nothing too distorted. It's kind of a nice level-headed type of music where you can gather your thoughts and really think with that type of music. And we love music at Sterling. It was all about the music. It was about cigars and guitars, and that's about the music and the love. We love to deliver beautiful music, and we got great musicians here in Tampa. We're fortunate to have them. Some of the best jazz artists live right here in our area, and we're lucky for us that they do come and they play for us.
That is very great. We haven't been at a time where we've heard live jazz music yet. That is something that is on our list of things to do, and we're excited to do that. But, you know, when you go in, just the environment, there's guitars hung up, and I'm pretty sure you can play them too if I'm right.
You can, yes. If you play guitar, we let the people play them. We do not charge anything to play the guitar. I believe it's the only place in the world where you can have a Fender Strat in your hand, play your guitar, have a cigar in your hand, and a bourbon. So you can do all three at the same time if you can manage that.
Cigar and guitars is a really good catch line. Someone needs to trademark that before it gets taken by someone else. That sells, definitely. But, you know, so you've obviously had a story where you've come up doing the things that you love, having your passions around you on a day-to-day in your business. What would you tell to anyone looking and aspiring to climb and reach their goals and aspirations and being an entrepreneur while still having the things they love around them?
I would say to anyone looking to start any type of new business, and that means anything, whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it's construction, whether it's the restaurant industry, there's a model that I use for every business plan, and it's rather straightforward and common sense. It needs to be a constructive plan. It's all about how you manage that plan and put it together, but you can apply that same model to all the businesses that you use. And what does that entail? That means knowing whatever business you're going to get into, you need to know it really, really well. You need to know it exceptionally well. If you do not know it, and you want to get into it, I suggest you learn about it and learn from people who have done it before. Educate yourself on the pitfalls of every business and what it takes to be successful. Success, everybody can say success. Success is hard work. Everybody sees a beautiful product. How did we get to that product and how do you maintain that product? That takes blood, hard work, and it takes pain. And it takes maintaining a balance of integrity to deal with every human being possible in every good situation or even every bad situation and how to handle that professionally. And we apply that model to anything you do.
Right, learning how to adapt and become stronger. That kind of motto of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But on a more general baseline, you just have to put in the work and the results will show. And it's obviously shown for you, Harry. You have a great business right here in the heart of Ybor with great regulars, great people, great co-workers, and people that you've hired. And just a great experience, man. You've really built something special here in Ybor.
Thank you, Vince. Thank you, guys.
And I think you were really spot on, too, about having to understand a business, like, front and back before you get involved in it, because that's the easiest, best way to start a business and have it go under, is to not really fully understand the sort of mechanisms behind it. I used to have an Amazon, fulfilled by Amazon FBA business, Universal Home Goods. Shout out Universal Home Goods, not a sponsor. It didn't go too well because I didn't quite understand, you know, the fundamentals. I thought, you know, this might sell, this and that. Then I tried to do a trash removal company. You know, that didn't quite wash either. So you're 100% right. You have to understand front and back. You got to have a mind for, you know, not just the job you're doing, but all the sort of business stuff that goes around it too.
Correct. Yes, you have to be diligent in what you do, and you need to write your plan out on paper. You need to write it down. How are you going to do it? Everything from how it's going to look, the people that you're going to hire, and your business plan. What do you expect of your employees? And follow through. And there's pains to take along that. And every business has growing pains, but you got to stay diligent to what you do and true to yourself. If you're transparent and true to yourself and how you run your business, you got a better chance of succeeding.
And succeed you have, man. I know this isn't your first rodeo, but definitely your best and most successful one, and the one I hope you keep going for a very long time, because we'll keep going as long as we're around here, which hopefully is also a very long time. But I think Dustin had a special question for you. I know you're from Manhattan. We're kind of at the end of the interview, but he kind of wanted to ask a little fun question.
Well, you know, we've got all this all these Philadelphia themes, and I got a controversial question for you. Maybe might raise some feathers out there in the audience. But in your opinion, who has the best Philly cheesesteak in town?
Wow, you got me stumped there, and I'm not gonna lie to you because I haven't visited any cheesesteak place around here. I've had customers bring me a couple of cheesesteaks from a couple of places around here.
Yeah,
I think you know one of them. What is the name? Wow. I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I've had some cheesesteaks brought to me.
Are you talking about the Irish pub or
shout out James Joyce. I don't think they make a cheesesteak at James Joyce.
I don't know. I feel like they do.
There's one other place. I forget the name off the top of my head right now.
West Shore Pizza makes a good one, but I'm trying to think.
Anchor Bar downtown makes a pretty good one, too.
Yeah. But what about in the Manhattan or maybe Philly area?
Well, Manhattan, there's a few places, but down in Philly, I mean, Pat's. Pat's is my favorite place when I go to Philly to get a cheesesteak from there, and that's what I'll do. I'll go drink some Yingling, which originated yes. in Philly as well, the oldest beer company in America. And with Philly fans, what I like is most of the Philly fans that I meet, they're very passionate type people, not just about the game, but about life. And it's the craziest thing because I run into a lot of fans. And yes, they're fans. They like their team. I understand. Philly fans, we're on another level, We go from normal to crazy, I believe.
Anthony recently draped himself in a Eagles blanket here on the studio.
I'm
from
Jersey. I'm more of a Phillies fan, not an Eagles fan. But I had a blanket for some reason. I think when they won the Super Bowl, I got a blanket as like a gift, and I draped it over myself.
Yeah, we're Eagles fans are very serious about their team. I've definitely had some moments I've regret of supporting my team a little too hard.
But at the end of the day, well, if you don't count the first three quarters, the game was really close.
Yeah, the Tampa Bay game was rough. I was out there all day, and by the end of it, I was feeling some emotions.
Well, you know, it's so crazy down here in Tampa. Here, I've met so many Eagle fans down here. I've seen more Eagle bumper stickers here in the last 3-4 years than I have in 40 years living in New York. I mean, it's incredible.
Every time I go out with this Eagles jersey, which, you know, in season I'm wearing it at least 5 days a week, different jerseys. But, you know, we're getting Go Birds 3 to 4 times a day. You know, Go Birds, Go Birds. They all, the Eagles hats and, like you said, the Eagles stickers. So, I don't even think it's the Snowbirds coming down. I really think, you know, there's just a Eagles takeover here in Tampa.
I think it helps that the Phillies do spring training down here in Clearwater. And usually if you're a Phillies fan, you're an Eagles fan. That's definitely something that might drive people down here.
Yeah.
I feel like.
That is true. But thank you, Harry, man. It was an honor to have you on. It was an honor to ask you these questions. Sterling has become our favorite business down here to go to every Tuesday after our radio show that you're listening to right now, that you can listen to on hawkradio.primostream. But don't put that .com. You can just type
just
the .primo stream.
Skip it. Throw it away. I don't know. Eat it to Jey Uso. I don't know.
For now, we wish you were here at Sterling's, but first, wish you were here by Pink Floyd. When we come back, it's going to be football focused.
Thanks again, Harry. Appreciate your time.
Heaven from hell, can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? A smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train?
And what a great song that was. That was Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And you can find us on hawkradio.primostream again. Take that .com and throw it away. And now we got Steven's segment, Football Focus. Steven, what do we got today?
Can you smell what football was cooking last week? Holy. But disclaimer, all information that you'll be listening to from this part of the weekly roundup is all sourced from NFL.com or for occasionally Fox Sports from Team Stats, Game Stats, and play-to-play information.
So, and just before we hop into it, just to let everybody know, we talked Harry into sticking around in the studio for at least another segment, so he'll be around, you know, giving us his input as we go as well. Thanks for hanging out, Harry.
And what a great week it was for Philadelphia football. As you know, Harry here is a Eagles super fan. They went into Dallas, and Dallas didn't score a single touchdown.
Just
ladies
6 points, sadly.
6 points.
That's it. Just kicks. That's all they have.
Now they get 2 field goals.
So, on this radio show, we do not win our parlays. We do not
almost
win
never.
Our
even if they're locks.
Even if they're locks. So that was the reference to the two field goals. Harry, how was it this week for you at Sterling and watching Eagle Sunday?
Man, it was incredible. You know, they've been playing real good football lately. We're happy to see that.
Yep.
They seem to be clicking. They seem to have a nice groove working. We're really excited for this season. We got some good players that we brought in as well. I think we're well-rounded. I think we're actually at this point right now, we are 7-2. Last year at this point, we were 9-0. But I feel like this year, it's a better team at 7-2. And we have a lot of great things happening for us right now as opposed to last year, and I believe the team is better the way it's built this year.
100%. Like I might be a Bucks fan, but I agree on that 100%. Like Philadelphia Eagles been improving so much more in any way, shape, or form.
I really think the coaching staff last year, the offensive and defensive coordinators, held us back. When it got to the more game time pressures of the season. And I'm hoping that it's not the same this year, but I really do think we have a better group this year. But my fear is Sirianni's aggressive play calling coming back to get us in the time, you know, when we needed it.
You mean him never going for the extra points?
Never going for the extra point. But we were kind of seeing it this week in Dallas, thankfully. He wasn't going for two every time. He was playing a little bit more conservative. He did kick a couple field goals.
Yeah.
Unlike the Jaguars game where he tried to, like, one up on them or, like, show off, and he almost lost, you know?
Yeah. That's a situation, like, even him as a head coach should not, like shouldn't have gone, but I guess for the Dallas game, he understood that situation. He learned that lesson, and he put it for the Dallas game.
You know, I think aggressive play calling is good when it's needed, but I feel like these coaches are getting too in their mindset that it's aggressive or nothing, you know?
But I like going for two, but that's, of course, in Madden. So I'm always good, really.
That, so
you're also going for it for fourth down on the 5-yard line of Madden, too.
I always do a punt fake and then I pass and they never catch
it. There you go, halfback stretch on fourth and five.
We're living in a simulation. I know we are.
You guys want to hear a cool Eagles story?
Of course we do, Harry.
Yes.
Excellent. So when we first opened up the business upstairs, I had a customer of mine. He says to me, "Are you a Philadelphia Eagles fan?" I says, "Yes, I am. You know that." He goes, "Well, tomorrow I'm going to bring you an Eagles player here to your lounge at 5:00. I want you to be here." I'm like, "Who are you going to bring? It's something special. You show up here at 5:00 tomorrow, and we'll introduce you." So we go back to the lounge the next day, and I run into a gentleman. His name was Trey Burton, tight end for the Eagles.
Wow.
Through the Philly
special.
Philly special to Nick Foles, right? And I saw Trey, and I said, "Trey, nice to meet you, Trey. Trey, I want to say thank you, Trey. Thank you very much." And Trey didn't know who I was. He thought I was some bum off the street, I guess. And he's and Trey answers back. He says, "Thank you for what?" I go, "Trey, thank you for removing 50 years of misery." "And thank you for being able to throw the football accurately with your right hand." So we smiled and we laughed a bit, and then we proceeded to start drinking tequila for the next 3 hours.
Nice.
And that's my little Eagles clip there with Trey.
Sounds like a good time.
That was incredible.
You know what wasn't a good time, though? That last Bucs game. Can we talk about it?
49ers.
Last second. It was down to the very last second.
In a funny part, the kicker for the 49ers missed multiple times until the last second, like you said.
Yep.
I'm like, I was praying, like, "Please miss, please miss, please miss."
How many did he miss? Was it like three?
It was three field goals. Yeah, he missed. And
no picks for Baker this week. Love that. Love it.
No. Let me pull up the stats here real quick.
This is crazy, though. Brock Purdy with 353 yards, and Baker's got 116.
Well, you know, that just shows you the defenses of both teams. You know, I I've always been a fan of Todd Bowles, but I feel like Todd Bowles is kind of running his course in the NFL. He's supposed to be a rush defense coordinator. He's got the last rushing defense in the league for the last 3-4 years as a head coach. And for somebody who's supposed to be a defensive mind, it's always been the offense has been showing out more than the defense, I feel, in Tampa Bay. Because besides Levante David and Vita Vea, who do you really, you know, hear about on the defense nowadays? It's very, very thin over there in Tampa.
Yep. And I hate it.
And it's very thin right now on offense, too, with injuries. You got to remember that
Our best players are out. If we had them back, I mean, we might have won that game.
Chris Godwin is out for the season. He's done. And Mike Evans is out for at least after your all-of-us bye week, which is week 12.
Yep.
Terrible.
But you know, the same thing happened to Philadelphia when we played y'all in Tampa a couple weeks ago, and we had our two players out, and y'all were, you know, not hearing any of the excuses. So
no, absolutely not.
I'm not gonna let y'all go down that easy.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, look how good we're doing. You know, with these second string guys, if we had our guys back in, I mean, we'd be at least cruising through the playoffs.
That is very true. You probably would have won the Chiefs and Niners game if those two players were there.
100%. They were both so close.
Unfortunately, what is it now? Four straight games lost?
Yeah.
I believe it is. And we're due a win now.
I thought it was three.
In the NFL, there's no almost wins. Yeah. There is only wins and losses.
Well, if you don't count, you know, the failures offensively and defensively, we actually played a perfect game.
Hey, hand line on that.
If only the things that went wrong went right,
yes,
we'd be okay.
We've been okay.
Sounds like me every Monday morning, am I right?
Especially for our parlays, you know.
Sadly, these guys' parlays, they don't usually do well, sadly.
But, yeah, that was very interesting.
All right, last game. Steelers versus Commanders. The Commanders lost. I'm impressed on the Steelers. Russell Wilson, he did incredible.
Russell Wilson has been playing out of his mind since taking the starting role in Pittsburgh. I was a big fan of Justin Fields for a long time, but now I am on the Russell Wilson train.
I always been a fan of Russell Wilson.
Well, I was a big fan of Russell Wilson, too, for a long time. The Seahawks era was a lot of fun to watch, but I always thought, especially after the Broncos and everything that aspired, that Russell Wilson is kind of getting old. He's kind of getting in his what they call their washed era. You know, man, he's been playing out of his mind. He's been showing out.
He understand, like, hey, if he messed up in this is... Either way, he still may get paid either way. He's bad. Like, look at the Broncos. He played poorly, and he's still getting guaranteed he asked.
I think when it came down to the Broncos, it just was an issue between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Mm. I think they just didn't...
They understand, like, each other's mentality. And I agree. I think I agree on that, and I see that happening.
So I feel like with a better system, he's in now with the Arthur Smith system. He's been showing off, and that he has. Yeah. He's found a real connection with George Pickens, and... I'm happy that he beat the Commanders. You know, Thursday, it is Washington versus Eagles. So we'll be here at Sterling, you know, on Thursday.
Yes.
So if you know, you'll know where to find us if you want to watch the game with us. But
battle for first place now, right?
It is the battle for first place.
Yeah.
And
the Eagles and Commanders are both in the same division, correct?
Yeah, that's why.
So this is going to be an interesting game.
It's battle for first place in the division.
I'm now more invested in this game.
Yeah, it is the game to watch this week. If you watched last week's Thursday night football game between divisional rivals, Cincinnati versus Baltimore was a great, great game. And hopefully we can follow that up this week with another great, great game back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
Is it at home or is it at Washington?
Not sure. I think, is it at the link? I hope it's at the link. We're gonna look that up real quick.
Sorry to put everyone on the spot.
No, you're good.
It is at the link.
So we do have home field advantage.
All right.
A lot of Washington fans do like to go to the link, though. But we should still get a good, you know, Philadelphia turnout.
Yeah.
All right. So before we go into drama digest, we are going to go into our next song suggestion. Like I said, all songs suggested are from our main man, Harry, right here. And this is another Pink Floyd song, Comfortably Numb.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on down. Get you on your feet again. Relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Can you show me where it hurts?
And we're back. The Harry interview was such a great interview that it took up half of our show, so we do have to condense our last segment real quick. My man Dustin, take over Drama Digest. What do you got for me?
All right. Well, you know, I had a lot, but I'm going to try to condense it down here a little bit to what I think is probably the biggest upset in entertainment over the past week. And that is, of course, Jimmy Fallon. He got absolutely mogged by the Rizzler and the Costco guys on his show recently.
Now, if you do not know internet lore, there's these family of this father-son duo who got really popular online, AJ and Big Justice.
They go to Costco, they review things, they review chicken bakes, and of course, the double choke chocolate cookie!
There you go.
That is what they do.
And
the boom is what they're known for.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they get out there, and of course, you know,
Jimmy Fallon is annoyed.
Well, Jimmy Fallon is immediately, you know, he cuts them off two booms into their review of the double chunk chocolate cookie. He cuts them off. He said, no more booms. And the whole time, the Rizzler, who's like the leader of this group, really, of
six-year-old kids.
He's seven. He's the one that does the Rizzler.
Seven.
Shout out Rizzler. Yeah, he's of course sitting there, calm and collected, and you can just see Fallon getting more and more frustrated as he fails to crack the Rizzler's, Sigma persona.
I understand the mindset.
There's one scene I really like at the end. They all surround Fallon behind his desk. It looks like one of those Live Leaks videos. Fallon just looks terrified. These guys are all around him. And they make Fallon do the boom, and he ends the interview early. He goes, the double chunk chocolate cookie gets five big booms, and he cuts him loose. I had more to go into, but I've only got about 2 minutes here. And I got one other thing.
Jake Paul.
That was what I was going to get into. Yeah.
Yes.
One other thing that's huge. I'm going to split this with my associate Anthony here. Coming up on Friday, we have probably the most anticipated boxing match of the year, at least in my opinion. Jake Paul going up against Mike Tyson Friday, November 15th in Houston, Texas.
How did we get to this point, ladies and gentlemen? What world do we live in where Mike Tyson was 75
came out of retirement.
Years old is
58.
in dog years.
He's still got the strength to go up against young guys. I recently saw him boxing Hasbulla.
Old man.
Pushed him around.
Oh yeah, there was some clips like him training, bro. Still got it.
He's terrifying. When
he
running.
Is scary.
I thought he was gonna kill that plastic boxing dummy. I don't even know how you do that.
I don't understand how we're living in this world.
But
where Jake Paul of all people, internet, you know, influencer.
And Jake Paul is a fighter in his own right.
Well,
he's never fought a real fighter as far as like his weight class, his age, boxer. He's never had a real fight, I think. But he's been fighting a lot of guys.
He knocked out Ben Askren. UFC guy.
Yeah,
grappler.
Did. Yeah. He fought a real big UFC guy recently too.
Woodley. Right,
Tommy Fury. Was it Tommy Fury or was someone?
Yeah, he fought Fury too. Yeah. But like
on that topic, there's no way he doesn't win this fight, right? They're gonna give it to Jake Paul.
If they give the win to Jake Paul, I promise you it's scripted because I live in Puerto Rico.
I live in Puerto Rico.
That's like boxing capital at least where I grew up. And if they give the win, I'm going to be furious.
I mean...
MGM seems to agree with us. They gave some pretty favorable odds to Jake for if you want to place a wager or anything like that on it. What do you guys think? What's our picks? We're going to go around the table. Just one word real quick. Who's going to win this? Let's start with Vince.
It's fake. So I guess you got to give it to Jake Paul.
Harry?
You know, I don't know who's going to win, but I like to see Mike bust him up.
I do.
So that way everybody knows a guy at that age, 58, we're talking about, I like him to put him out in the first round preferably and teach people for wanting to become professional boxers that have no place in the business.
He just forgets it's a promotional play. He just goes in first round.
Yeah, knocked him out.
Iron Mike comes out.
Understand how...
Oh, but they're going to give it to Paul in a way.
I agree. Paul's going to win this one. What do you think, Steven?
Mike.
Mike, you got Mike. Mike. You got,
yeah. I'm going with the goat himself, Mike.
How does a man who has gone, has partied for so long and so hard, still in top tier?
Because
shape?
Partying is good for you, and that's how I have. Once again, we want to thank Harry. Harry, is there anything else you want to let people know about the business before we get out of here?
Yeah, closing statement.
I'd like to say, everybody, please come down to our Sterling Cigar Lounge and enjoy some beautiful cigars, some beautiful cocktails, and some beautiful jazz music with us. We're open 7 days a week from 12 to 12. We have some beautiful people working that will take care of you. And if you come down on this Thursday, we have a drink called the Philly Special. Ooh. And we'd like to introduce everybody to that beautiful drink we serve. I appreciate everyone, and we hope to see you at Sterling. Thank you.
And we appreciate you.
And
until next week, we have been the Weekly Roundup on HCC Hawk Radio Primo Stream. Any.com, guys? I can't remember.
No, throw it away.
And y'all have a fantastic rest of your day and a fantastic week. We'll see y'all next Tuesday. Thank you.
Peace.
Like a wrecking ball, I never hit so hard. the sky and now you're not coming down. It slowly turned you, let me burn and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie running for my life. I will always want you.
Wanted you to